The reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 2, reading from verses 11 to 22. This can be found on page 1174 of the Pew Bibles. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 11. Jew and Gentile reconciled through Christ. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple to the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you for the truth that it contains. We thank you for the freedom that we have to meet in your name without fear in this country. And we pray, Lord, that you would speak to us now through your word. Give me your words, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd like to, sit down, please. Our reading this morning from the book of Ephesians talks about the household of faith, being one in Christ. And the context of that passage is that there were people who were Jews and people that were Gentiles that now were being told that they could be one in Christ together. They could come together and be one in him. And in many ways, what I want us to think about this morning is, are you one in Christ, and how close are you to Jesus himself? I want you to think for a minute about somebody that you're close to, okay? Think for a minute, somebody that you describe that you're close to. And what you would want to tell me about why you're close to that person. I've got this handheld mic so we can travel, okay? So anybody going to be brave enough to tell me something about somebody that you're close to? What is it that makes you close to them? It can be a single word or a sentence. Anyone want to tell me why you're close to somebody? Anybody at all? You've got no friends? Well, who? Go on.
Love.
Love, okay. One word, brilliant.
She looks after me.
She looks after you, okay. Fantastic, Tom. Anyone else? A reason why you're close to somebody?
Trust.
Okay, trust, another fantastic word. Anyone else? Anyone on that side? No one? No? Well, they're three great words, aren't they? Love, trust, and that expression that she looks after, you get looked after. When we think about people that we're close to, it's about knowing that person really well. It's about them knowing us. And it's about having time together, quality time, where you listen and you speak as well. It's knowing often about things that have happened that have upset them, that have scared them, things that they regret, things that they're anxious about, their fears, whatever it may be. So knowing somebody well is about spending time with them. Our passage this morning talks about being one in Christ. And I want you to think about the question, how close are you to Jesus? Are you one with him? Would you describe your relationship as close to Jesus? Now, I am tempted to come round with the mic. I could ask you that. But I'll let you answer that question yourselves in your own mind. I work full-time as a school chaplain. And one of the things that happens in lessons, and those of you that are children, particularly maybe in secondary school, will have seen this done. Often when teachers want to do something where they want to prove to an Ofsted inspector that all the students are engaged in a lesson, and those of you that are teachers or ex-teachers will appreciate this, one of the things that happens is you're given a little mini whiteboard with a pen and a little eraser, okay? Because if the student responds to the board, you can tell they're listening. And I want you to imagine for a minute you've got a whiteboard in front of you, okay? And I want to imagine that in a moment I'm going to say to you, how close are you to Jesus? Well, on that board, you've got to put a score from 0 to 10. 10 means you're incredibly close. 0 means, well, you don't even believe in Jesus. I wonder what you'd put on your board, because what the teacher says is, 3, 2, 1, show your boards. What would be on your board? You haven't got time to think, you've just got to react, and with a pen, put a number on. I wonder what number you would put down. How close do you feel that you are to Jesus or to God? How close do you are in a number form? Interesting. Think about that as we carry on looking at this passage. You see, being close to Jesus is something that I want to encourage us to be and to think about how close you are. One of the things that this passage talks about further on is that Christ is the cornerstone. And before you leave this building this morning, I want you to look at a corner somewhere. On the doorway here, there is cornerstones. And they're very, very big stones. These big stones here that wrap around a corner support the weight from above. But basically, they link together two different courses of stones. And they hold things together in a very, very strong way. Without big cornerstones on buildings like this made out of stone, they would crumble and they would fail. So that image of Christ being the chief cornerstone is about Christ holding us all together. I thought it was interesting this morning when we were in the vestry praying, it really struck me that today you are two congregations coming together. Those of you that are used to coming to the 9 o'clock and those that are used to coming to the 11 o'clock. But you are one in Christ who's the chief cornerstone. He holds you all together with the different service styles that you have, different expectations that you have, what you come to church with this morning. Christ is your cornerstone holding you together. And that's an interesting thought to think about as a church fellowship. Does Christ hold us together, or do we go our own way often and do our own thing? So Christ is the cornerstone. And I want us to think about how close we are to him. And I'm going to use a bit of a visual aid now this morning. So those of you that like to help, I'm going to need some help in a minute, okay? And I've seen a few smiley faces around the place, so I know that people will help me. Now, I'm going to put this handheld mic down for a minute. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I've got a piece of string here, which I measured in my mind, and I think this is work. Now, I'd like a few helpers. Anybody like to, come on then, girls, like you come, two of you? Do you want to come out? I'm going to need about 5 people, okay? Right, now then. Do you want to take that and go right to the back? Go as far as you can. It shouldn't get tangled, he says. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Brilliant. Okay. Now we'll put this in the middle. What's your name? Grace, right. Do you want to come to the front, Grace? You can put that around your wrist. You're not going to get pulled over, okay? I'm going to give you a piece of paper, Grace, because you've got a job to do in a minute. You don't need a microphone for this, okay? You can just hold that for a minute. Right, now then, do you want to come this way? What's your name? Sorry? Olivia, you're going to stand there, okay, where that little marker is. I need some other help because I've got other markers. Does anybody else want to come out? You don't have to be a child for this, as long as you can speak. And you've got, does anybody else want to come and help me? Come on then. There we go. So there's another marker on the... So, do you understand there? Doesn't matter if you want one marker. There's another marker here. And there's another marker here at the back. We need one more person here. Anybody else going to come with this one? Go on then, Jim. Thank you. Now, you're probably wondering what I'm doing. I'm trying to illustrate something, okay? How close are you to God? How close are you to Jesus? Now, Grace here has got a few things written down. And I want you to read that out in a minute, not in a loud voice, just in your normal voice if you were talking to your friend at school, okay? Just that bit there. Don't do it in a loud voice. Just that first bit. Is that okay? Right. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Tell me what she said.
Trust in the Lord and
do. Good. You've got amazing hearing. Wow. I was watching Incredibles 2 last night. I think you're a superhero. Okay? Did you hear that? You got trust in the Lord, okay? Did you hear that? Trust, okay? Did you hear anything, Jim? You heard trust in the Lord, okay? So we didn't, as the line got further back, we didn't all hear, did we? And right at the very back, did you hear anything? No, you heard nothing. So the furthest person away from that being read out didn't hear it, okay? Do you want to read that next one there? Can you read that? Did you hear that? Go on, can you say it? Cool, you have got a good hearing and good memory. Oh, right, you didn't hear it. That's okay, that's all right. Did you hear anything? You instruct and teach in the way you should go. Did you hear anything, Jim? No, Jim heard anything. Did you hear anything? Nothing at all. Bit of a problem, isn't it? You see, the problem we've got here is that you're not very close to the person reading these words out. So, why don't you all shuffle along the rope? Person at the very back, if you can still hold her, that'd be very useful. Just come closer. Come a bit closer. Come a bit closer. Right, should we stand there, okay? Now, what we're going to do now is I'm going to ask everybody in the church to be dead silent. Can we do that? Okay. And just in your normal voice, Grace, you're going to read that very, very last verse from the Bible. You ready? Did you hear that? Wow. Yeah? Did you hear that? Sort of. Okay. She said it a bit quietly maybe, did she? Okay. Did anybody else hear it? No? Well, do you want to read it in a nice loud voice with the microphone? Okay. That bottom one.
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him.
Great, thank you, Grace. You see, the point of this, and the reason I've done this, is that the closer that you are to somebody speaking, the more likely you are to hear them. And that may sound very obvious, but when we think about how close that we are to Jesus, if we are closer to him, we will hear what he's got to say to us. And sadly, the girl right at the back, I don't know your name, what's your name? Katie, right? Katie can't hear anything. Because Katie's too far away. Katie can't hear anything at all. The only way that Katie could hear is if somebody with a good memory who's heard anything actually went and told her. And you could do that, couldn't you? So when we hear things, it's about us sharing with other people as well. But we need to be close to the source, to the words, to hear them ourselves. Now, thank you very much for your help, Grace. If you can just let go of the rope where it is and sit back down, that'd be great. And I'm going to wind it back up. Thank you for all your help. Hopefully that visual aid has illustrated the point that we need to be close to the Word of God to hear it. What can we do then to be closer to God? Well, that's a question that I'd like you to try and answer for yourself. Whatever score you gave yourself on your imaginary whiteboard at the beginning, out of 10, let's have an arms up for this one. We'll do an honesty vote, okay? Put your hand up if you want your score out of 10 to increase. I'm going to put my hand up for that. Okay? So that's the majority of people, isn't it? We want to get closer to God. We want to have a closer relationship with Him. Now, there's some very obvious things that we can do. That illustration, they were all verses from the Bible. If we can't hear them, then they're not going to have any impact on us at all. But Olivia's hearing was brilliant. And your memory was brilliant. Okay? And if anyone asks you in the hall afterwards, I wonder whether you'd remember any of those. There's a thought for you, isn't it? If you want to test Olivia, go up to her in the hall afterwards and ask her. See what she can remember. Okay, now your mind's working, isn't it? Yeah, okay. But you see, reading God's word and memorizing it is something that's really important. It can be really, really helpful to us. Because we don't always have a book in front of us. We don't always have the Bible there. We don't always have an app on our phone or whatever it may be. But actually, if we remember God's word, that can really help us. And I suppose the things that we can do to get closer to God are obvious, but we don't always give them enough time. Reading the Bible regularly. And when I mean regularly, I mean daily. There's lots of things that can help us these days. I have an app on my phone, which is Bible Gateway, which a lot of you will be familiar with. And it pings me a reminder every single morning. And there's a verse for the day, and there's things that I can read. And depending on how much time I have, I can read and reflect for longer if I want to. But that daily reminder in a busy lifestyle is very, very, very helpful. But what about prayer as well? The illustration I used was about God's word. But what about prayer? Do you pray to God regularly? Or do you just panic prayer when you're on that roller coaster and you want it to stop because you feel sick and you want to get off? It's very interesting, isn't it, that prayer is something that we do believe in, but we don't always pray as often as we know that we should. There are very easy things that we can do. We can pray before we eat, can't we? I don't know whether that's your habit within your family or in your own life. Before you eat a meal, simply to give thanks to God for the food that we have. We live in a country where there's plenty. Supermarkets are open 24 hours a day. Surely we should be giving thanks to God for what we eat. Just pausing, just in a moment, saying, thank you, Lord, that we've got this food when so many don't have anything. If we do that, we have an attitude of thanks. What about on the way to school or the way to work? Saying, God, I give you this day. Help me to stay close to you. So in that sense, we can actually daily come before God, speak to him, and ask him to encourage us in whatever he wants us to do that day. Daily prayer is something that is really important. Do you pray daily? Is that part of your habit? Is that something that you do regularly? So reading God's word, praying regularly, having fellowship together is something else. The very fact that you're all together today, coming together, is really important because you encourage each other. You share time together. You talk to each other. You do pray for each other. And today in our service, after communion, there'll be opportunity for prayer. It's an opportunity to come and to ask God for help, whatever that may be, for other members of your congregation to pray for you. And that's something that can be a real blessing, that God can actually use others to encourage you through prayer. Maybe this morning you want to come forward for prayer and simply say, Lord, I want to have a closer relationship with you. If that's the case, then that opportunity is there for you. What about encouraging other people? We're all on a journey of faith, aren't we? But we're all at different stages. And when I think about my own life, there are many people that have helped me to grow in my faith and get closer to God. And I'm still getting closer all the time. There are times when I feel I'm very close to him, and there are times when I know that I've moved and maybe turned my back on him for a while, whatever that may be. But throughout my life, I can think of people that have had a profound impact, people who've spoken to me, who've encouraged me, who've come alongside me. They're not always people of the same age. Often they're people who are older or more mature. And the question I want to ask you is, who could you help to get closer to Jesus in your life? Maybe a work colleague. Maybe a family friend. It may be somebody you're at school with. It may be somebody within your fellowship here at All Saints. Somebody that you could get alongside and nurture and encourage. Because when we do that, that has a big impact. For Katie right at the back, she couldn't hear, could she? Couldn't hear anything because you're too far away. But Olivia at the front, who heard everything, if she'd gone to the back each time and told her, then the message would have been passed on. So we can encourage each other to be closer to God by drawing alongside others. So this passage, to me, what the Lord's put on my heart this morning is to think about how close we are to God. Right at the beginning of that passage, it talked about the fact that some of us were far away, and through Christ's blood that we have been brought close to him. You were once far away, being brought near by the blood of Christ. As I finish this morning, think about that question again. How close are you to Jesus? What score would you put on your imaginary whiteboard? Do you want to be closer? And what are you going to do to deepen your relationship with him? Are you going to read the Bible more? Are you going to pray more? Are you going to regularly come to church to have fellowship with other Christians? Are you going to encourage others to be closer to God in their relationship? There are so many things that we can do, and it starts with us and our own relationship with him. So let's think this morning about that question. How close are you to God, and what are you going to do to get closer? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word reminds us of great truths. We thank you that image of Jesus being the chief cornerstone, holding together people from all different walks of life, from different backgrounds, different beliefs. And just as the Jews and Gentiles came together and were held together in faith through Christ, I pray that you'd help each one of us to come to you, to get closer to you, that we would all be held together as the household of faith here in this place. So Lord, help us to be closer to you, and by your Spirit strengthen us, we pray, day by day. In Jesus' name. Amen.